This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for January the 5th through to January 11th, 2008. This week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with the US President George W. Bush while Israeli army attacks continue in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, resulting in the deaths of seven Palestinians. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in Bethlehem and Ramallah. IMEMC's Ema Cohen with the details.
The villagers of Bilayn, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, along with the international and Israeli supporters, conducted their weekly demonstration against the illegal Israeli wall on Friday. The theme of this week's demonstration was calling on the international community to recognize the Palestinian rights to freedom and statehood, releasing Palestinian political prisoners from prison, and lifting the siege imposed by Israel on the Gaza Strip. As is the case, each week the protesters march from the village center towards the construction of the illegal wall Israel is building on the village land. As soon as the protesters reach a barricade set up by the Israeli soldiers just outside the village, Israeli troops open fire on the unarmed protesters, injuring two of them. Among those injured was Abdullah Abu Rahma, the coordinator of the Popular Resistance Against the Wall and Settlement Committee in the village of Bilayn. Abu Rahma sustained injuries in the head and was transported to a local hospital in the city of Ramallah. Also today, a group of villagers from Bilayn, along with Israeli supporters, went to the villagers' land located on the Israeli side of the wall and planted olive trees to enforce the idea that the land is for the villagers and it was illegally trapped behind the wall by Israel. Early on Friday morning, one international nonviolent demonstrator was injured during a peaceful protest that took place in the village in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Around 200 Palestinian villagers, Israeli and international supporters, marched against the illegal Israeli wall that is being built in the village of Salamona, located near Bethlehem City. As soon as the peaceful protesters arrived at the location of the construction of the wall, Israeli troops stationed there opened fire on the protesters and attacked them with rifle butts and batons, leading to the injury of one international supporter. Local sources say that the man was moved to a nearby clinic for treatment. The demonstration finished shortly after several speeches were delivered by the local villagers, urging the international community and the U.S. President George W. Bush, who visited Bethlehem City on Thursday, to stop Israel from building illegal settlements in Palestinian areas and remove the illegal wall that is being constructed on stolen Palestinian land. For IMEMC.org, this is Eva Cohen.
This week, the US President visited the region in an attempt to revive the stalled peace talks between the Palestinians and Israelis. IMEMC's Caroline Jones with the details.
As part of his visit to the region, US President George Bush and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met Thursday morning in the central West Bank city of Ramallah, where they had brief talks and afterwards held a joint press conference. Bush arrived in Israel on Wednesday. His visit to Israel is the first since he took office 7 years ago. Bush landed in the Israeli Ben Gurion International Airport, where he was met by the Israeli President Shimon Peres and Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. In his welcoming speech, Bush said that this was a year for real peace, not just talk. He also renewed his commitment to the Jewish-Israeli state. Bush said that among the objectives of his visit is to push forward the peace process between Palestinians and Israelis, which was reinstated last November during the one-day conference that took place in Annapolis. Hours before Bush arrived in Ramallah, several Israeli army invasions were reported across the West Bank and an Israeli military attack on Gaza left two dead. At the Annapolis conference, Palestinian and Israeli leaders agreed to restart the peace process based on the US-backed roadmap peace plan that was stopped for years. The roadmap states that Israel should stop its attacks and settlement activities in Palestinian areas, and in return the Palestinian Authority must stop the armed resistance against Israel. Israel continued its attacks and settlement activities in the Palestinian areas, leading the peace process to a deadlock, leaving the Palestinian president with one option, which was to ask Bush for more involvement in the peace talks. First to take the floor was President Abbas, who welcomed Bush, deemed his visit historic, and began by saying that Palestinians wish for peace.
Our Palestinian nation that committed to peace as a strategic choice want to see, through your support, an end to the suffering and to build an economy without restrictions.
Bush failed to mention any of the core issues that Palestinians strive to solve, but instead focused on fighting terrorism.
The conditions on the ground are very difficult. I firmly believe that the Palestinians are entrepreneurial people who, if just given a chance, will be able to grow their businesses and provide jobs. We talked about the need to fight off the extremists.
In both the West Bank cities of Ramallah and Bethlehem, where Bush made stops, scores of Palestinians protested US policies in the region. In Ramallah city outside the press conference, dozens of Palestinians were wounded and at least 10 arrested when Palestinian police attempted to disperse a demonstration opposing Bush's visit. Later at midday, the US president arrived at the Nativity Church, located in the center of the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Palestinian Authority security forces had placed the city under strict security measures since the previous night, restricting movement between villages and towns neighbouring Bethlehem, in effect shutting down the entire city. Hussein Yubran is one of the protesters from Bethlehem.
We demonstrated today for two reasons. First, to welcome Bush. We welcome any president, whether American president or any other president, to come. Or at the same time, to send the clear message for this president that the core issues are settlements, bypass roads, refugees and Jerusalem. If they don't address them, then there is no meaning for the political process.
On Thursday evening, Bush said in a press conference in Jerusalem that Israel must end its occupation of Palestinian land that started in 1967 to enable the creation of a viable Palestinian state. He also urged a solution to the issue of Palestinian refugees that would involve paying them compensation. A group of Israeli settlers living illegally in the Palestinian territory, the West Bank, attempted to establish a new colony in the area outside Hebron on Wednesday. They said the outpost was meant to give a message to George Bush, who had previously given his wholehearted support to Israel's settlement policy. Although Bush gave a nonchalant statement saying that outposts, yeah, they ought to go. During his Jerusalem press conference on Wednesday, he made no firm commitment to challenge Israel's policy of expansion in any meaningful way. In fact, US policy under Bush has been to promote Israel and give approval to Israeli settlement expansion. As a letter written in 2003 to the then Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon demonstrates. In that letter, during the height of the current open conflict, Bush praised Israel's policies in the occupied Palestinian territories, including the frenzied settlement expansion going on at that time. Palestinian political left factions and Hamas issued statements saying that Bush's visit is not going to accomplish anything if Israel continues to attack the Palestinians and build settlements on Palestinian lands, an issue that has rated Bush as the most unpopular US president among Palestinians. Dr. Sami Abu Suhri is spokesman for Hamas.
Bush is an unwelcome guest. The Palestinians do not build hopes from his visit because he came to support the Israeli interests over the Palestinian rights, and this was clear from Bush's statement at the beginning of his visit when he said that he guarantees the security of Israel as a Jewish state.
Hamas won the Palestinian parliamentary elections in 2006. The US refused to recognize the authority of Hamas and continued to support Abbas and his Fatah party. For IMEMC.org, this is Caroline Jones.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 33 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these invasions, the Israeli troops kidnapped 93 Palestinian civilians, including 13 children. IMEMC's Jenny Smith with the details.
The Israeli invasions and kidnapping this week were focused in the cities of Ramallah, Nablus, Bethlehem and Hebron. The three-day military offensive in Nablus finished on Saturday, with the operation leaving 38 injured, among them two disabled civilians. In addition, the Israeli offensive on the city had cost the city 40 million Israeli shekels worth of damage. On Monday, undercover Israeli forces ambushed a Palestinian resistance fighter in the village of Birkin, near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Fawaz Frihat, 18, a fighter for Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, was found shot in several parts of his body and his hands tied behind his back, witnesses reported. Frihat is originally from the village of Al-Yamon, located near Birkin village. The Israeli army stated that Frihat clashed with Israeli troops and sustained wounds, but managed to escape. Palestinian medical sources said that the fighter was shot several times, and some of the wounds he sustained were from close range. Two Palestinian civilians were injured by Israeli army fire at midday on Saturday during a military attack on the village of Azon, located east of Qalqilya city in the northern part of the West Bank. Local sources reported that at least 10 Israeli military vehicles stormed the village at midday on Saturday. Troops searched homes and opened fire at civilians. Israeli soldiers imposed a curfew in the village, not allowing residents to leave their homes. After some time, troops left the village. For imemc.org, this is Jenny Smith.
The Israeli army attacks on Gaza left 6 Palestinians dead this week as the coastal region started to suffer from a blackout, which is the result of Israel-imposed fuel supplies being cut from Gaza. IMEMC's George Rishmawi with the details.
2 Palestinians have reportedly been killed and 3 others wounded on Wednesday when the Israeli artillery opened heavy fire towards a gathering of Palestinians near a house in the northern Gaza Strip city of Beit Hanun. Witnesses said that the Israeli fire hit a Palestinian-owned house in the city where a group of people were gathering just close to the house. Medical sources confirmed the death of Khadra Wahdan, a woman in her 20s, and Mohammed Al-Kafarna, a 16-year-old, as well as the injury of 3 others in the latest Israeli shelling. Earlier in the day, Israeli army fire claimed the life of 1 Palestinian fighter and injured 6 others during an attack on the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Lahia. Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia are the closest destinations to the northern Gaza-Israel border, where the Israeli army claims Palestinian resistance groups launch homemade shells onto nearby Israeli towns. Palestinian medics reported on Sunday that 3 Palestinian residents, including a woman and a teenager, have been killed by Israeli gunshots in the central Gaza Strip of Buraij refugee camp. The sources added that at least 50 others have been wounded by gunshots, rockets from warplanes, and shelling from tanks. Israeli media sources said on Sunday that 2 Israeli soldiers have been slightly injured following an exchange of gunfire with Palestinians. This week, the Gaza Strip has begun to suffer a renewed blackout as power outages still go on due to shortage of fuel supplies after Israel has ruled a large reduction of fuel it provides Gaza with on a daily basis. The sole Gaza power plant recently managed to bring one more power transformer from Egypt. However, the transformer can only generate half of the power due to cuts in fuel supplies. The coastal region needs at least 450,000 liters of fuel to produce 75 megawatts of power to overcome the current blackout. To deal with this electricity crisis, the power plant had set up an operation schedule to distribute the plant's production to the various parts of the Gaza Strip. The electricity cuts range from 4 to 8 hours daily. In October 2007, Israel started making large cuts to daily fuel supplies to Gaza, within what Israel says are measures to prevent Palestinians from firing homemade shells onto nearby Israeli towns. Human rights groups worldwide branded the measure a collective punishment policy, as United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Israel to reconsider its actions against Gaza. In June 2006, Israeli aircrafts struck the power plant, damaging 4 transformers out of the 6 which are used to provide Gaza with 45% of its electricity, the remaining quantities being provided by Israel. For IMEMC, this is George Rishmawi.
Six Palestinians were injured in an unknown explosion in Gaza, while in the West Bank, Hamas accuses the Palestinian security forces of torturing members of the movement. IMEMC's Kate O'Connor has the details.
Palestinian sources reported that 5 Palestinians from the same family were injured on Monday evening when an explosion hit their home located in Gaza City. Medical sources reported that 5 members of the Al-Batsh family, which included children, reached the hospital late Monday after an explosion that hit their house. The reasons for the explosion are still unknown. Eyewitnesses said that an Israeli army helicopter was in the area at the time of the explosion. Responding to a statement by Lieutenant Ahmad Al-Hadar, head of the Palestinian National Security in the Bethlehem district, regarding the arrests of members of the Hamas-formed executive force in Bethlehem over the last 2 days, Hamas issued a statement of denial. The security forces announced that they had arrested members of 3 groups belonging to the executive force in Bethlehem. The executive force formed by Hamas in Gaza last year was labeled as illegal by the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Hamas stated that there are no executive force members in Bethlehem or any other place in the West Bank and accused the Palestinian security forces loyal to Fatah of arresting and torturing members of the movement under such claims. Hamas won the Palestinian elections in 2006. In 2007, Fatah and Hamas, the two main Palestinian political factions, were engaged in a power struggle over authority that left Hamas in control of the Gaza Strip and Fatah in control of the West Bank. For IMEMC.org, this is Kate O'Connor.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This is Louisa White and Ghassan Bonora.